Hey, Selfish Babe, if you've ever wanted to start your own podcast, I recommend trying Anchor by Spotify. It's the platform I love for podcasting. I really love it because some days you just want to get out what you want to say easily, and the Anchor app allows you to record your podcast right from your phone. One of my favorite things I love about Anchor is that you can add background music to each episode and cut audio quickly to add in advertisements. Anchor will distribute your podcast to all the major platforms like Apple, Spotify, Google, and more. Anchor is free. To get started, go to anchor.fm to start your podcast today. Maybe one day you'll be making millions from your podcast.
Hello, Olanike, and welcome to the Manifestation Bay podcast. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
Amazing. You look so beautiful today. I am so excited because I feel like you're going to open up a whole new world for so many women, including myself. Yeah. So I'm so excited to dive into this world, this realm of sex and wombs and yonis and steams and pearls and detoxing and sex magic and self-love and all of these incredible things. Before we get into like the nitty-gritty questions that I already warned you I'm going to have, you do a lot of really cool things. You own two companies. You own Selfish Babe. You also own Goddess Detox. Can you share a little bit about like what those companies are, what it is that you do for anyone who's coming across you for the very first time?
Yes. So my first business is Goddess Detox, and that's my multi-million dollar spiritual women's wellness company. And that is where I sell products to help women physically, spiritually, and emotionally detox, but also to reconnect. So right now, our products are vaginal focused. So we have the Goddess Vaginal Detox Pearls, which is an all-natural herbal vaginal suppository, as well as our Queen's Vaginal Steam. And that's basically a vaginal steaming set. And I just want to just say this for women that don't know about vaginal steaming, just really quickly. Vaginal steaming is an indigenous practice that has been done for a very long time now. It's most likely found in Latin communities, in Asian communities, Caribbean communities, and African communities. And so what that is, it's a woman sitting over a boiling pot of like herbs, but simmering. And so as they are squatting over this boiling pot of herbs, there is no underwear on. And so that steam is coming directly into the vagina. And the properties of those herbs, it's what's going into the vagina. Now that is, could be a physical benefit or that could be a spiritual benefit. But basically what my company does, what I do with Goddess Detox, is to help women reconnect to like indigenous practices, but to the modern day woman, but also to help women know what their power is. Like, I feel like a lot of women don't know that they're inherently already powerful. And so what I'm just doing is helping women tap into that through Goddess Detox. And
beautiful. Then
my next company, Selfish Babe, I started in 2018. And Selfish Babe is my personal development and lifestyle brand where I am teaching women how to selfishly and authentically love themselves through spiritual self-love practices. And I have an app called Selfish Babe. And right now we have 200,000 women on the app. And basically what I do is I send a daily affirmation as well as a self-love reminder to women's phone. I have the Selfish Babe podcast, and we're just continuing to grow from there.
That is so impressive. Which, by the way, for anyone who doesn't know, Olanike actually is one of the pitch competition participants that we're hosting with Black Girl Ventures next week. And the way that you just beautifully laid all of that out, I'm like, hell yeah, this is going to be so amazing. Okay, how did you get into all of this? There's got to be some sort of backstory. I'm sensing like there's a spiritual awakening at some point. Can you just kind of share like, how do you go from, I don't know, where you were before to creating a business that sells these products that help women literally detox their vaginas and wombs and help them reconnect with themselves and their power, their true innate power? How did it happen?
So back in, I want to say 2015, I was a graduate student at FAMU, that's Florida Agricultural Mechanical University in Tallahassee, Florida. I went to FSU for undergrad and I went to graduate school at FAMU. And during that time, I was just immersed in African spirituality, really. I was immersed in African spirituality. I was invited into a woman's circle. And within that woman's circle, we were reading Queen Afua's book, Sacred Woman. And so for those of you that do not know who Queen Afua is, she is an elder in the community who really touches on womb wellness. And she was the first person that introduced to me just more awareness about my womb, my vagina, how to heal trauma from that area. And he honestly introduced me to affirmations, crystals, setting up an ancestor altar, like all of those things. Because at the time, I tell a lot of my selfish babes all the time, as I grew up, Christianity is not something that really resonated with me. I needed something that resonated with me. And when I went to FAMU, like African spirituality, such as Ifa, such as Santeria, Lukumi, or Haitian Voodoo, some people know about those traditions. But a lot of times those traditions are really demonized. And so as I was at FAMU and also in this women's circle, I began to learn more about my culture, history, and what our spiritual practices are and is right now. And I was able to see them as beautiful. And so while I was doing Queen of Fool, a Sacred Woman, during that whole 12 weeks, it's like her book is a whole process to do. And mm-hmm. while I was doing that, I was able to make women friends, and we were able to talk about our vaginas openly, any sexual trauma that we've experienced openly. And I was also introduced to priests and priestesses of these African spiritual practices. You know, these priests taught me how to make my herbal spiritual baths. They introduced me to the concept of ancestor veneration, which is really just honoring our ancestors, having the altar, praying to them, praying for them, and knowing for me that I'm not alone in this world, like knowing for me that I have a whole team around me. And so for me, that time really helped me to embrace my spirituality, which is what I do now. And so as I was doing that, I started Goddess Detox. And as I was reading Queen of Fools book, I began to focus primarily on women. And so I introduced the Goddess Vaginal Detox Pearls. And for me, when I introduced that product, I didn't want to just kind of talk about it from a physical perspective by itself, because there's a lot of physical benefits that it does. It's medicinal herbs directly into the vagina. But I wanted to talk about the spiritual and emotional aspects of herbs, because as I begin to learn more about herbal medicine and spirituality, it's like these herbs are, it's not just something on the ground. You know, I'm trying to say, like, they're living spirits and they have a specific type of energy related to them and what they embody, right? So for example, like basil is a wonderful herb for cleansing away energy that no longer serves us if you're really trying to let go of something, right? And so when I introduced the Goddess Vaginal Detox Pearls, I was always telling my audience, hey, I want you to speak over the detox pearl before you insert it into your vagina. I want you to set your intention. And when I was beginning to sell them, I would always talk about detoxing your ex. And every time I mentioned that, people would like laugh because they thought I was joking, but I wasn't joking. I was just kind of trying to introduce them to the concept of when you have sexual relations with somebody, you are exchanging energy. And sometimes when you are wanting to move on, whether it was a good breakup or a bad breakup, but you just wanted to move on and you want to clear that energy within your womb area, you can state the intention of, for example, I am detoxing so-and-so out of my womb. I am detoxing so-and-so out of my womb. I would speak that over the detox pearl. I would insert that into the detox pearl. But what I'm doing, right, and this is what I like to explain to women, like, your words are very powerful, right? So imagine like a rainbow kind of coming out of your mouth, like that's energy. And then imagine the detox pearls, it has its own energetic vibration with the herbs. And then your womb itself has its own energetic vibration, right? And so all of that is energy infused. So what you're doing is infusing your energy and your attention to what the herbs can already do for the womb. And then you're inserting that into your womb space, your creative space. And so I've had women tell me, hey, I had a dream that so-and-so was packing up their bags and moving out my apartment. That was their ex. And so that confirms to me that spirit is working. That confirms to me that this is a spiritual process. And so when I'm talking about or introducing any new product to Goddess Detox, it's reminding us that like there's this whole unseen world that we don't see. It's not just I have this cell phone, right? There's energy going around us. And so when I talk about like how helping women just remember their innate power, I just want them to become more aware in that way. And that's through spirituality. And so I tell people, I sell spiritual products. Yes, they're physical, but I sell spiritual products. But basically when I was in grad school, that's how I got started. And I like to always give this lady a shout out. Her name is the Six Figure Chick on Instagram. She passed recently, but she's the one that taught me how to do social media marketing. I mean, before I was advertising in Facebook groups, but after I learned how to like advertise on social media and Instagram pages, that's when my business Goddess Detox really took off. So I just always like to shout her out because I'm just so grateful for like what she taught.
Wow. First of all, I love your passion talking about all this. This is so inspiring. And I do agree. You have an incredible social media presence. You have an incredible social media. Just there's so much buzz around your products. I got so excited. So I was on your Goddess Detox Reviews page and just the, all of the screenshots and the DMs, and it's just like, clearly you're changing people's lives. And I have a, I do have a question about like, there's two things that coming up that are coming up. Obviously the detox pearls. I want to know more about them. Like specifically, you know, you said that they're spiritual as well as physical. Like I was seeing in the pictures, like, I don't know what's coming out of these women's vaginas, but something is coming out. Can you just kind of speak as to like, first of all, how it works, what it's doing, what is coming out, and kind of like, what are the benefits, you know, like what are the benefits that are occurring for these women who are experiencing your pearls? Cause I ordered some and I'm really excited about them. I can't wait to try, but I also want to know more about them as well before I try them.
Thank you. So basically what Manifestation Babe is seeing is she's talking about the purge, which is what I call the purging process of our vaginal detox pearl. So basically, just to do a little overview, you would insert the first pearl for 28 hours, take it out, then insert the next pearl for 48 hours, take it out, then you're going to wait. And so as you are having that Goddess Vaginal Detox Pearl inside of your vagina, you're infusing your whole vaginal canal as well as your uterus with herbs. It's going, as soon as you insert something into your vagina, it's going throughout your whole body. And so the herbs are already circulating throughout your whole body, which is what we want. And it's also circulating within your womb, which is what we want as well. But imagine like a face peel, but this is not a face peel for your face, but it's in your, it's for your vagina. So what that detox pearl is doing is taking like gunk and stuff that is not being cleansed from your menstrual cycle. I'm going to say that first and foremost, because these are two things that people bring up. Isn't the vagina self-cleaning? Yes, it's self-cleaning. I've never said that it was never self-cleaning. Just because I'm selling a vaginal detox, I'm not saying your vagina does not clean itself. It does. That's fact. But also, there was another point I was going to make, but I don't remember. But yes, the vagina is self-cleaning, but sometimes as we're going through our menstrual cycles, there's stuff that is not purged out. Because for example, if everything was A-okay with our vaginas, a lot of women would not be dealing with PCOS. They would not be dealing with fibroids. They would not be dealing with endometriosis as well as yeast infections and BV. So yes, the vagina is self-cleaning, but there's other things that women are dealing with that washing your vagina is not working. Okay, it's more to that. And so in terms of the Goddess Vaginal Detox Pearl, it's helping to draw out that extra gunk. I've had women, like that purging process, I've had women purge old, dead blood. If you see any black remnants in the photos, that is old blood that has not been removed. I've had women purge yeast, mucus. I've purged mucus, as well as vaginal skin cells. And so when women are having that purging process and that purging process ends, what they have is kind of like a new, a refreshed vagina. On the physical level, women can notice an increase in libido, that is because of the herbs, as well as an increase in wetness because, again, of the herbs. But then some women that were dealing with painful menstrual cramps, they've told me, oh my God, my period came, I didn't even know. That is rare for a woman that is dealing with painful menstrual cramps. They know when their cycle comes. And so for a woman to tell me that she didn't even know her cycle came because she wasn't cramping, that's amazing. But that shows like the power of the medicinal herbs. I've had women talk about, I've had pain with endometriosis and sex is very uncomfortable. They've used the Goddess Vaginal Detox Pearls that help with that, as well as PCOS and fibroids. Now, I just want to make this statement. I cannot medically guarantee that any of my products will cure anything that you have. Okay. No. I always tell women, do your research, look at our reviews, and kind of go with your intuition. Because for me, I know that more and more women are more open to holistic practices, and I love that. But I also know that there are some women that may be a nervous or squeamish, and that's okay as well. And so for me, all I say is go on the website, look on the reviews, try it if you must. And if you're a woman that's like, I don't really want to insert anything into my vagina, that's fine. We have the Queen's Vaginal Steam. You don't have to insert anything. And it's actually like a little quicker. It's not going to have the same purging process, but it's a nice cleanse.
I was going to ask, one of my next questions is like, what's the difference between the vaginal steams and the pearls? And can you do them in tandem? Like, are both of them important at the same time? Or like, is there like a hierarchy between them? Like, where would you recommend women start?
Yeah, that's like, I get that question so much. I like to tell women this, and I know it's not like the answer they want to hear, but if you're on my website and you're like, I don't know which one to do first, I love the pearls. I love the Queen's Vaginal Steam. I always say, like, do the one that caught your eye first. The one that you feel most called to first. And I will tell you the difference. I say that because I want women to do the one that feels most right for them. Honestly, that I don't like to give like a cookie cutter for every person, because I know every woman is different. Every woman is dealing with different things. But if you're a woman that is like wanting a deep vaginal cleanse, not only for the physical benefits, but also for the spiritual benefits, then I would highly, highly recommend the Goddess Vaginal Detox Pearls first. Why? Because they're actually inserted into your vagina and the herbs are in your womb and your vaginal space for a longer period of time. And so what that means is your intention and your words and the things that you spoke into that pearl, it's sitting there for a lot longer. It's doing a lot of spiritual work during that moment. So if you're looking for a deep, deep cleanse, you want the purge, Goddess Vaginal Detox Pearls. If you're a woman that is probably looking for a milder cleanse, something quicker that's not as long, but you still want to reconnect with your yoni, and you still want really great physical benefits, then I would still highly recommend the Queen's Vaginal Steam. Now, I will say you're not going to get a purging process like that, but it is a wonderful way to reconnect with your vagina. In terms of the differences, you're not inserting anything into your vagina. Basically, I have the whole Queen's complete set. And what that includes is the vaginal herbs for the steam. It includes the seat that you sit on. You can either put that seat on top of a clean toilet bowl, or the floor. I like the floor method because I feel like when I'm on the floor, I feel a lot more grounded. And then I have the yoni gown. Now, what the yoni gown is, it's like a little dress that you can put your hand through the holes. And what that does is keep the heat of the steam going. So you don't have to use like a towel over your lap or anything. You have the gown on. And so basically you put the herbs in, you put the hot water in, you speak over the herbs, like what your intentions are. And it doesn't just have to be for cleansing. It can be for manifestation as well, right? So I have one vaginal steam right now, but you can add more things. I've done a vaginal steam with, I've added fresh pink rose petals, lavender, and a citrine stone. That's for manifestation. You know what I'm trying to say? So I'm just letting people know you can use vaginal steam. You can add more things or take other things, or you can make your own vaginal steam and you can still use the other two items. But I'm just letting you guys know that it doesn't have to just be for cleansing and releasing. It's also for manifestation. But the Queen's Vaginal Steam is really good because you can sit over that pot for a good 10 to 20 minutes. It doesn't take long. You throw the herbs in the toilet, flush it down, wipe up a little bit. And after 30 minutes to an hour, you can have sex. With my Goddess Vaginal Detox Pearls, you cannot have sex for about 8 to 10 days. And when I say sex,
oh my goodness, like
internal vaginal sex. If you want to like do a little clitoral stimulation, that's cool, but nothing is going in that vagina, okay, until you purge. Because the reason why is because as you are purge, imagine this gunk trying to fucking come out and something trying to go in. Like that doesn't work. So that's why there's no sex. So people, you know, some people are like, they really need to take a break. But let me tell you this. Because I've had, oh my God, that's such a long time without sex. Yes, sure. But imagine like that's your time to reconnect. That's your time to reconnect to your vagina. Speak to your vagina. I always tell my woman, take a mirror and look at your vagina. Speak the yoni affirmations. Like a lot, I have a book called The Power of Looking at Your Yoni. I released in 2017. It's on Amazon right now, but it's called The Power of Looking at Your Yoni. And that is where I break down you looking at your vagina, reconnecting to your vagina and speaking to your vagina. Because in that book, I talk about like our gynecologists or our partners are the ones more likely looking at our vaginas. And I'm not talking about coming out of the shower, you see in the mirror, you see the front part of your vagina. I'm talking about you looking in a mirror and seeing your lips and your clitoris, right? Like a lot of times women are not looking there. They're just like seeing the front. And so I was like, well, imagine going on a date with somebody and they're not really looking at you or talking to you. Like, wouldn't you feel neglected? That's how your vagina is feeling, neglected. So we have to look at her. We have to speak to the vagina and we have to reconnect, because not only just because I'm saying so, but the vagina and the womb is actually a very strong place of power, a strong energy source. It is our second chakra, our sacral chakra. And I just want women to be more in tune with that. And there's so much that you can manifest from that area. Because I know you talk about manifestation a lot, but even through the vagina, we can manifest, but a lot of women do not know that.
They don't understand. Yeah. Can you talk more about that? I would love for you to go into, well, how does this connect to manifestation? Like, how does me talking to my yoni, looking at it, connecting to my womb, detoxing my ex, detoxing. And I'm assuming detoxing my ex with the pearls, that includes like past sexual partners, I assume.
Yes.
Because like now that you're talking about this, I'm just thinking about like, oh my God, like what if I'm holding on to all the energy of all my past sexual partners and just like any past sexual abuse that I still am holding on to spiritually, at least, you know, because I've done a lot of work, mental work, emotional work, but what if like energetically it's still there? So that's really cool. I'm so excited to do that, but let's connect it to manifestation. Like how specifically does this aid us in manifesting?
Yeah. So in terms, cause I do want to talk to that point about like sexual trauma, just really quickly, like, a lot more women or people have been sexually abused more than you know. And I tell myself, babes, I've told them before, when I was 8 years old, my mom's ex-boyfriend had touched me inappropriately. Now I was not physically violated in, you know, that type of way, but touched inappropriately. And I didn't tell her until I was 24. So it took me about 16 years to even like say something, you know what I'm trying to say? And so it's like, I know that there's women where their abusers have died and nobody, the family doesn't know, nobody knows, or maybe the family knows, nobody gives a fuck. And that's traumatizing after that.
Yeah.
So then it's like, well, this place of power, which is our womb space, is holding on to that. It's holding on to this trauma. And so if you're a woman that's like, I want to use the goddess vaginal detox pearls to let go of that trauma, to help me along that journey, because I'm not just going to say, hey, you use this product, it's the end all be all of your trauma. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is that it can be a tool that you can use, right? So you're going to speak your intentions of letting that go, right? And as you speak your intentions of letting that go, whether it be the goddess vaginal detox pearls or the queen's vaginal steam, you're going to sit with yourself during those few days, right? And you can look at your yoni with a mirror and say, I forgive you. You're very powerful. My yoni is powerful. Like that, I have a whole, I want to get my book and read some of the yoni affirmations maybe at the end, but it's just like, that's a way to reconnect. That's a way to tune into yourself in your divine femininity and to just acknowledge that place of power. In terms of manifesting, why is it important to do one of these cleanses? It's important to do one of these cleanses because sometimes when we're manifesting things, right, there's a cleansing and a releasing that we have to do. My affirmation that I've been doing at my self-love altar is that I'm releasing to receive more. I'm releasing to receive more. I'm releasing to receive more. So imagine I'm trying to go into this next level, but there's a part of me that feels guilty about being successful. Mm-hmm. I would want to do a goddess vaginal detox pearl or steam in relating to letting go. Why letting go of that guilt? Why do I feel that way? And I want to have some self-awareness and go deep into myself. Why do I feel this way? Right. But I know it. So now I can set the intention to let that go. And then now maybe I'm going to do another process where I'm going to speak into my womb and my vagina, and I'm going to affirm success into my life. And so these products are good for the cleansing of it, right? But when you're talking about the manifestation part, now we have more space to grow. I know you guys that are listening may not be able to see my hands, but imagine your hands are cupped like this and they're kind of like narrow. And you're like, oh my God, I want to manifest. And it's like, bitch, but you only got this much space. What are you trying to do? You know what I'm trying to say? And so I've been saying, like, my affirmation has been, I am releasing to receive more. So as I release more and I open up, now my hands is like a big ass glass. And it's like, okay, bitch, we're really trying to manifest. What you want today? You can receive more as a woman. You can receive more in terms of women being in their divine femininity, or, you know, in that a person being in their divine feminine energy, it's about receiving. But a lot of times we're holding on to things that we do not know, or we do know. So how are we opening up ourselves to that reception? And so in terms of manifesting, right, I'm gonna do that cleanse for letting go. But if I'm manifesting, and I'm looking at my vagina and I'm speaking those words of power, right? One of my favorite affirmations is, my pussy is powerful. My pussy is powerful. My pussy is powerful. My pussy is powerful. What that is doing is, my words are going directly, my energetic words are going directly into that mirror. My mirror is looking directly at my vaginal lips, right? So that energy is going straight into my vagina. But I am helping myself to magnetize myself more. I'm magnetizing myself so that I can attract more. And so I like to tell women, you want to make your yoni and your womb space very fucking juicy and vibrant. And how do you do that? You start acknowledging it as an energy source, an energy channel. and you start speaking life into that area, right? And so for speaking life into that area, then we're reviving it. We're giving it life. I was just recording my Selfish as Fuck Academy, which is where I'm teaching these spiritual self-love practices coming up. And in it, I was talking about like imagination. A lot of women are walking around with trash wombs. And I do not say this disrespectfully. I'm saying that some are very unaware of what we're holding on to there. And so imagine all this garbage is there, but then we're like trying to seek this like great gold light. We're trying to seek all this stuff, but it's like, because all this trash is here, we can't receive that much more. But when you're affirming yourself and you're cleansing yourself and you're speaking life into this place, then now we can make it into this beautiful gold lush garden full of waterfalls. And that's attractive. That's magnetizing myself so that my blessings and my manifestations are coming to me quicker. And that is the power of manifesting through your vagina and manifesting through your womb. That is the power of speaking life into your vagina and into your pussy. That is the power of, in the morning, like me, I take my time and there's no name for this, but it's like this yoga move where I'm sitting on the ground and my legs are spread open and my head is to the floor, but I am literally trying to open up my legs more and more like this, because I told you my affirmation is I'm releasing to receive more. I think that a lot more women should have very loose hips and very loose thighs. It's like, you have this womb that, yes, can create a physical baby if you want it to do that. And that's amazing, right? Creating a life. We're a woman. We create life. We give fucking life. That's power in itself. But I don't want women to only think that creating life just means a physical child, because you have people out there that don't want children. And that's okay too. But you can use your power as a woman or as this person that has this channel, right? And you can be able to create more things in your life. So it's like, if I know that maybe I'm like, well, I really want my business to make $7 million this year, then that's the affirmation I'm going to be speaking into my vagina. And I'm also going to be like, doing affirmations that make me feel sexy and juicy. And so one of my favorite pussy affirmations is that my vagina is oozing with success. My vagina is oozing with success. That brings up imagery. And yeah. Our imaginations are very powerful. Again, that's helping magnetize yourself as a woman so that you can attract more. So it's like, there's different aspects to manifestation. There's different tools that we can use for manifestation. But I do think that one tool that is overlooked is our whole fucking vagina. And we can use that as a tool for manifestation.
I was going to say, I'm learning so much from you, Olenike. And now you're so inspiring me to incorporate this into my routine. And something that really came up for me that you said, like one of the affirmations is I forgive you. And I do a lot of forgiveness practices. Like I always say that forgiveness clears the internal magnet and gratitude mm-hmm. amplifies it. Yeah. And I never once thought to actually do a practice like this and bring that energy of forgiveness to my womb and bring that energy of forgiveness to my yoni and to my vagina. Like never in my life until you said this was like, oh my God, there's still so much that I can do to be able to clear space. And like you said, like something that comes from like the witchy community is like the womb is like a cauldron. Yes. And it's used as a cauldron for creation. Cause that's like witches would create spells in their cauldron. And we can cultivate these spells in our womb. And that's what leads to manifestation. So this is really freaking cool. I'm so excited, which by the way, I bought the full kit from your website. And then I also bought one more thing. I don't know why I bought the pearls and the kit.
Okay.
So I'm really excited to do this. I want to quickly talk about, you know, you're talking about how we are a channel for creation, not necessarily, you know, just children, but also being able to create whatever it is that we want. Yes. Money, business, success, anything like that. You know, there's a topic that is up and coming in the manifestation community, which is orgasmic manifesting, sex magic, like using sex and orgasm to be able to manifest. Is this connected to that? And can you use, how would you see this? Like, how would you talk about like using sex to be able to manifest as well and how that's connected to the work that you do?
Yes. So yes, you can definitely manifest through sex. This is where we get into tantra work. I mean, that's tantra work, right? Kundalini energy, sexual energy. Sexual energy is a very powerful generator for manifestations. And so I like to call it pleasure masturbation in my Selfish as Fuck Academy. I do teach this. This is pleasure masturbation. But it's like when you, for me, when you want to do this intentionally, right? Because sometimes we can have sex and you may just want to have fun and it's no big deal. And that's cool.
Yeah.
But like, I'm just saying this because, you know, sometimes when you learn something new, you're like, okay, I want to do this all the time, every single time. But then you don't want to take the fun, you know, out of what you're doing. So I'm just
saying,
when there's a time that you're like, hey, I really want to have this really intentional sexual session with myself or with my partner, this is what you're going to do. It's something that you can do. As you are enjoying yourself in that experience of solo play or maybe with your partner, you want to start to breathe through your vagina or your yoni. And this is what I call yoni breathing. I have a YouTube video on this. But basically, it's like you are inhaling and you're clenching your vagina. We call it a Kegel. You're clenching your vagina up and you're clenching that energy all the way up into the crown chakra right here. And you're going to breathe back out. But as you are in that feeling of like pleasure and it feels so good in this or that orgasmic pleasure, you're breathing. And so you're like slowing down. You're not going to rush to your orgasm. You're going to slow down. And then you're going to want to start to think about what is it that you are attracting, right? Maybe I want 5 new clients. Maybe I want to see unexpected money come to me. Maybe I want to be in 2 more retail stores, like whatever it is, you know, and it could be something small. Maybe you need to prove something to yourself, right? And so as you are nearing that and you're thinking about the thing that you want to manifest, you also want to indulge in that pleasure. But you want to indulge in that pleasure like, oh my God, those 5 clients feel so good to me. Yes, it's sexual pleasure, but you want to now embed that sexual pleasure into the soon to be manifestation, right? Because then as you are doing that, you're like building up that manifestation like this and the universe is like this and it's like, boom, it's that much quicker. And so as you are opening up yourself up into that orgasm, and you are tapping into what it is that you are desiring for yourself. And you can even speak the affirmation. I have 5 new clients now. I have 5 new clients now. As you are orgasming, that is very powerful. You have now just put your strong intention out into the universe and just expect it to get answered. That is how you can start using tantra with your partner or through solo pleasure. And the reason I had said like not necessarily every single time you have sex is because you know, so I'm just going to say you don't want to take the fun out of it. I'm not saying that that's not fun, but it's like you got to that's a planned thing. You know what I'm trying to say? Like that's a planned thing more likely. And it's like time. Like when you're in a tantra session, you may want to take the time in the beginning to eye gaze. You're going to want to talk to your partner. What are we manifesting? Because I need to know what the fuck you want. I need to know what you want because then I can speak that affirmation to you as I'm having sex with you. And you can speak my affirmation to me. Oh, you are having those 5 clients now. That's what my partner's going to say to me. You know what I'm trying to say? Mm-hmm. So we're both working with the sexual energy to both get our manifestations down quicker. So
that is so powerful.
An example of how we can use sex magic to get more of what we want because sexual energy is very strong.
This is so amazing. I have a question for you. You know, like something that I feel like will come up for some women is like, what advice do you have for any women who are feeling very uncomfortable with this work? Like it's weird. It makes them uncomfortable. They never heard of this before. They don't know where to start. Like they don't even know if they want to do it. Do you have any advice for them? Do you have any like inspiring maybe examples or anything of maybe women that you have worked with in the past who are just like completely closed off to this and then have opened up to this and what has transformed in their life?
I was going to say, are they uncomfortable because it seems too witchy?
No, I think that some women just have a hard time opening up sexually.
Oh.
Like hearing words like pussy, vagina, it just makes them like feel uncomfortable. And I think like being someone who used to be that way before I did some of the sexual trauma healing, it's just like, it's not talked about in our child. Like when we're growing up in puberty, like our parents don't talk to us about sex, you know, like sex in society is seen as this like dirty thing. And just like, it's just uncomfortable. And all of a sudden, like we grow up and we feel ourselves closed off to our femininity. We feel ourselves closed off to pleasure. We feel ourselves closed off to all of these things. And then it becomes like this brand new thing to us of like, wait a second, sex is good for me. Sex is beautiful. My yoni's beautiful. Like, you know what I mean? So there's just a lot of this subconscious messaging that I think that a lot of women grow up with where it makes them feel just more uncomfortable when it comes to this work. So I'm just curious if you have any advice for them, like where to start with that.
I do. For me, I just want to say this in terms of this type of work, I feel like in terms of this work, and I like to call it spiritual self-love work. Mm-hmm. Like for me, doing my spiritual self-love practices for the past 6 years now has really morphed me into almost a different woman. There's some things that I'm still like of myself in the past, and that's beautiful. But in terms of now, even as you see me now, right, I have this like red lipstick on and my hair is curly. And this is just one aspect of femininity. But I was doing my video yesterday and I was talking about divine femininity in a way that's not talked about a lot. Sometimes divine femininity is just talked about as like this very submissive woman or like quiet woman or cute, but not really talking, like that type of woman. Mm-hmm. And what came to me that morning as I finished my dance was no, like I had a machete like in my hand and in my video shoot, because I'm like, there's the woman that is a warrior, but that's never talked about. That aspect of divine femininity is not talked about. The aspect of chaos of divine femininity is not talked about. We're talking about Kali energy. We're talking about chopping off motherfucking heads. We're talking about destroying so that we can rebirth. But that type of femininity is not talked about, because I can say like, I have a strong energy and I can come off really aggressive, but some people are like, oh, that's not feminine. You gotta be quiet and softer. Mm-hmm. And I have tapped into that side of myself as well. But then I can also tap into myself that I'm a motherfucking warrior with a machete, and that's divine femininity as well. And so in terms of the woman that may be like squeamish when it comes to this work or not as open, for me, it would be thinking about, okay, well, what type of woman do you see yourself to be? For me, like, for example, in my Selfish as Fuck Academy, I'm talking about women who are ready to really love themselves on a deep, deep, deep level. I'm not talking about pedicures and bubble baths. That's not bad. That's real cute. And that's nice self-care.
Yeah. But
I'm talking about deep awareness of yourself. I'm talking about tapping into the energetic portals that you have as a woman, which is your vagina, right? And so, yes, society may have taught us that sex could be bad, or woman having sex is bad, or having multiple partners is bad. But we have to start defining how we want our lives for ourselves. And for me, when I talk about women being selfish babes, and that's women selfishly and authentically loving themselves, it's putting themselves first in the most positive way possible. How do you want your life to be? Do you only see yourself with one partner? Are you open to more than one partner? Is it kind of a guilt there, and why? Because society has taught us this. So for me, like the women who are ready to put themselves as the altar and to worship themselves as the goddesses that they are, that is who I believe this work is for. It is for women who can be a little bit more open-minded, who want to see something different within themselves. I've made a post. It was an affirmative prayer post that I had posted. And I said, if you are a woman that just can't seem to speak this bold about herself, then DM me. And it was just me talking about, like, for example, it is a blessing to be me, right? Something as simple as that affirmation, that affirmative prayer to myself, some women may have a problem saying that because that's not humble. That's really bold. That's really confident. I don't believe that I'm a blessing to me. Why is that? You know, we start asking ourselves these questions, but for me, it's like, you can do that though. You can be bold, and it is a blessing to be you, but how can we talk about why you believe it's not a blessing to be you? And so those are the things that I want to talk to women about. Those are the things that I'm teaching women myself, which is Spoke Academy. And so for me, for the women that are a little standoffish, if you are just willing to see a different version of yourself and you want that for yourself and you want to know yourself on a deeper level and you want to start worshiping yourself as the goddess that you are using spiritual practices, the unseen world metaphysics, then yeah, I would say this is for you. And the reason I say that and the reason I say this is because like, I just feel like you have to just know that you just know you want more and you know you're not getting more. And so if you know you want more and you know you're not getting more, and I'm introducing this opportunity to you, and you're like, no, this sounds like I can try this. I can at least have Olenike guide me through this. Then it's for you. But if you're like, no, I don't think that's for me, then it's not for you. You know what I'm trying to say? Like, I'm like, you would know. Like, you know when you're ready for something different. You know what I'm trying to say? Like, I'm a woman that know they want something different. That's me and you. You know what I'm trying to say? Like, that's somebody that's different.
Yeah. Yeah. It's beautifully said. I'm curious, what are some of your favorite selfish self-love practices? And like, can you kind of expand on what you mean by selfish? Because one of your companies is called Selfish Babe, or Selfish Babes is the Instagram account. So like, where is the inspiration from that coming from? What do you mean by selfish? Especially when selfish is seen as like an inherently bad word, right? So like, and we're talking about self-love here. So can you kind of like tie this in together and also share some of your favorite practices?
Yeah. So when it came to like Selfish Babe, I wanted to use selfish because it was unpopular.
Yeah.
When somebody is putting themselves first, they're not necessarily thinking about anybody else. They're thinking about themselves. And for me, that's selfish, but it's not selfish in like this bad way. I think that people, especially women, putting themselves first is seen as like this bad thing. Like, no, the family should be first. The husband should be first, et cetera, et cetera. The parents should be first and their desires should be first. But it's like, no, I'm having this life experience. And I want to have happiness and joy. And so what does that look like for me? And so if I'm asking myself these questions and I'm telling myself that these are my desires, how can I receive those desires, even though they may not be favorable to everybody else? And so I'm going to give another example. I've been told in a reading before, a spiritual reading, okay, let's say that I were to have kids and get married. I can be selfish about my family, but ultimately that still comes back to me. Because that's my decision. I could be like, oh, this move is going to be good for me and my family. But it comes back to me because they're my family. Now I'm trying to say, so I'm saying this to the woman that may have kids or may be in partnerships. It's like, it all comes back to you. And so when I'm talking about being selfish, I'm talking about you. It is about you. And what do you want? And what are your desires? And how are we going to get that? And how can we start living a life that's authentic? Because I give a little story. There was a time, I'm currently dating a woman. She's my girlfriend. We've been in a relationship for almost 3 years now in December. And before I dated my girlfriend, I was dating a boyfriend. And because I'm bi, so I was dating a boyfriend. And at some point in the relationship, we were like three, almost 4 years in. At some point in the relationship, we weren't having sex like that. But he was okay with it. We weren't having sex like that. He was okay with it. And then I was just like, is this how my rest of life is going to be? Like, we're not going to have sex. And it was just kind of mundane, you know, that's just how it felt. And I was telling him, you know, I'm still very much so attracted to women. And I want to experience that. Because in his eyes, it was like, oh, we're in this relationship. He knows that I'm bi, but I've never experienced that. Like, I've never experienced being with another woman. And so it was just like, okay, she's with me now. And so it's like all of my desires, that's one of my desires on my life list. It's just now poof, because I'm with this person. But it's like, no, I actually still want to experience being with a woman. So how do we navigate this while I'm in this committed relationship with this man that I want to also be with a woman? There's this woman named Yvonne Whitney who actually talked about this, and we're talking about polyamory now, but multiple partners, maybe in a relationship or maybe having one life partner and then you're engaging with other people. But she was the first Black woman that I have seen done this. And there's other Black women too, other women in general. But at some point I told my then boyfriend, hey, I really want to experience what it's like to be like with a woman. You know, how do you feel about that? And that took me a while to get there. It took me a while to talk about it with him. It took me a while to be honest about that. Like, I still wanted that. And he was open to it. And so at one point, I dated my girlfriend and my boyfriend at the same time. And then at one time I went downstairs and I saw an owl. And the immediate thought when I saw the owl was, why are you still dating him? And so I knew it was time to leave him, but we're still great friends. And so it was a sad breakup, but we're very amicable. We're just like very good friends right now. But it's, and I'm with my girlfriend, and I told my mom, hey, like, I actually like women. You know, before I thought it was a fantasy, something I would never do, never marry, but no, I'm in a committed relationship with my girlfriend who is open to the idea of polyamory. Because for me, we like to say like ethical non-monogamy. For me, I've just always had this thing about like, oh, this one life partner for the rest of my life, that means sex with nobody else ever, like nobody else ever. And that's possible for some, but knowing my nature and knowing what society has showed me, I don't see that too much. So you don't see the possibility of possibly loving one partner and being in that partnership and also maybe loving another. It's like this or that. It's never and. But I think that as society continues to grow and expand itself, we will see this and this. And so we'll see a lot more people that's like, yeah, I'm married, but I'm also dating this person. Yeah, it's my life partner, but I'm also dating this person. And it may not have to be like that type of hardcore relationship. Maybe you just sleeping with them every once in a while because that's y'all relationship, but it's understood and it's open. You know what I'm trying to say? Like, so I'm just saying like, these are just ideas of like selfishness that I've done within my own life. And like, imagine the guilt that I've had to work through.
Yeah, I was going to say
a lot of guilt. Okay. Yeah. To like move past that and actually live a joyful life the way that I want to, but not because of what society sees. Now, if we're going to
talk about that,
I'm just saying, I always like to give that story because that's really a true example of like me being selfish, having to work through the guilt, and also being honest. So it was being honest about something that I wanted with myself that I wanted for a very long time. Also with my mom, because she wasn't really into homosexuality. She's not, she supports me, but she's not like for it, but she supports me. And so it's like, even that, like as a child thinking I'm hiding or something, I'm able to come out and be my honest, authentic self.
And be free.
Yes, freedom. That's what I mean when I say like selfishly and authentically loving yourself. It's like asking yourself these hard questions that maybe you've thought about, but you pushed it aside because it's like, no, this is how the world is. And I don't have these.
I was going to say like this concept of selfish self-love, how I understand it from you, just from the perspective of being on the other side of this conversation is like, it's really just breaking through societal norms and like really asking, what do I want, regardless of what society thinks, culture thinks, my family thinks, anybody thinks. It's like, what is it that I want? And that can be so hard for sometimes to process without all of those filters that have been subconsciously laid on us for millennia, like forever and ever and ever. It's generational, it's past life, it's in this life. It's like, there's so many layers. So that really inspires me about you. Like, I just want to say, I love that about you. You're just all about challenging all kinds of societal norms. So that's amazing.
Aquarius in me.
Yeah, I love it. So before we end this podcast, because I know we can talk for hours and hours and hours, but I want people to go to your page and I want people to experience your products for themselves. What are those self-love practices that, you know, that are your go-to?
So my go-to spiritual self-love practices is definitely my spiritual baths. And so in terms of a spiritual bath, imagine like you taking a shower and washing yourself off with soap, but for your energy, right? So we call this hygiene. So just because you're going in the shower and using soap, that doesn't mean your energy is clean, but how can you cleanse your energy of other people's energy that you may interact with virtually or non-virtually? And so for me, my spiritual baths are very important. I primarily love like my self-love baths. And that's when I add in like the roses, my self-love perfume and blessing oil into the bath, and my prayers. My prayers are very important. So that's me like speaking over the bath. That's me invoking different things. That's me saying, I am blessed. I am blessed. I am blessed. I love myself. I love myself. I love myself. Like I am truly praying into that water. Now this is me in a bathtub, and I'm taking all the flowers on the herbs, everything that I added into there, and I'm rubbing those petals over my body. As I was in a bath, probably about 2 years ago, it came to me, the message that came to me was that rubbing ourselves with the flower petals is so important, right? So rose is a very highly vibrational plant. It has the energy of love. And so for me, I use a lot of roses when I'm taking my spiritual baths and I'm saying my prayers and I'm rubbing that all over my body, because I'm not only rubbing it on my physical body, I'm rubbing it on my energetic body. Right? That plant,
it's beautiful.
Herbs, they are vibrating on a certain energy. They have a certain energetic vibration. I'm adding that into my energy body. Now I'm infusing my body, my energetic body with that energetic vibration. Again, that can help me stay blessed. That can help me stay protected. It depends on what you're using the bath for, because I also do baths with cleansing. Like one bath I usually love to give people is washing with fresh basil. And that's taking fresh basil and some water, saying the prayers of releasing and letting go, and washing yourself off with it. Now you don't have to actually get in the bathtub. You can take your shower and you can wash yourself off with it, including your head. Because a lot of times, and here is what we're fighting with. You know, you're saying, I am blessed, I am blessed, I am blessed. And your mind's like, no, you're not, bitch. What are you talking about? So we're trying to cleanse that shit away, right? We interact. We understand, why is that? Why do we have that belief? Why are we not blessed? But then we can use different herbs to cleanse our ori. What they say in Ifa, your ori is your head. And so you want to cleanse your head, because your head is the one guiding you to your blessings as well. And so it's like, this is what I'm talking about. Like when it comes to self-love, it's like using these spiritual self-love practices so I can gain further knowledge of myself and go further in life. And so that's my Selfish Babe stuff. I do have my Selfish as Fuck Academy, where I'm teaching women all of this. We're starting April 1st. Enrollment is March 25th to the 30th. I don't know when this podcast is coming out, but I'll definitely have another enrollment as well.
Oh my God. Alanike, this has been such an amazing conversation. You've definitely opened up my world. I know you've opened up a lot of people's worlds. Like, this has been so incredible. I wanted to thank you first and foremost for coming on here and so generously sharing your energy and your wisdom and your experience and your stories. It's been such a fun time for me, and I know for everyone listening as well. Where can we find you on Instagram, purchase your stuff, support you, and hang out with you on the internet? Where are all the places we can go?
For Goddess Detox, for the Goddess Vaginal Detox Pearls and the Queen's Vaginal Steam, you can order at goddessdetox.org. And you can also follow Goddess Detox on Instagram. Now, where I teach the spiritual self-love practices, that is at Selfish Babes with an S. You can also go to selfishbabe.com. And you can also download my free app, Selfish Babe, in the Apple App Store, as well as the Google Play Store.
Amazing. All right. To everyone listening, go ahead and take a screenshot of this episode right now and tag both Alanike and I on Instagram. Which Instagram do you prefer that they tag? Both Goddess Detox and Selfish Babe?
Yeah.
Selfish Babes, right? Yeah,
Selfish Babes and Goddess Detox. That works.
Got it. Okay. So I'm going to link both of those in the show notes so you guys know exactly how it's spelled, and then tag at Manifestation Babe and just share your biggest aha moments, takeaways. Like, I want to hear all the breakthroughs and all the new things that you learned. It's really exciting. And to the rest of you, I will catch you in the next episode. Mwah. Bye.